Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to Rancho Marietta Community Service District Personnel Committee meeting, special meeting July 5th, 09:30. We'll call it to order. I think we have one item on the agenda, and that is a job description for administration. So I'll give that to you, please.
Thank you. Yes, what we're doing here is consolidating the former director of administration position and the accounting manager position into one. This was historically the way that the organization was structured maybe 10 years ago, and this will also enable us to have a more streamlined organization and cost savings. So what the job description includes is basically the responsibilities from the director of admin and the responsibilities from the accounting manager position. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
So I know Director Booth looked at it, and I don't know if he had any concerns.
He did not, but he made minor edits to the document.
I guess my question is, as I read through it, under essential responsibilities and then even some of the qualifications, it's heavy on the finance side, right? And so, again, we're not a large agency, so we don't have a lot of HR stuff. So I guess my question is, the candidate we're looking for is more on the finance side than an HR side or an administrative side.
Yes, and I would say that very often the finance people also have admin experience, in my experience.
Okay. And so when we look at, and again, I get all the desirables, those types of things, for what would be the administrative matters, it would be really between you and then this person to handle those types of things.
Correct.
Okay. I did have a question. So at the end of the day, we've removed one full FTE.
That's right.
Okay. And so right now Susan Wren is our interim for this position. Is she handling HR issues, or is that falling to you until we get it filled?
We're jointly handling that right now. Okay. I'd say it's mostly me, but she's involved.
Okay. So then when I look at the job or the org chart, I'm sorry. So we've got the accounting technician, accountant, accounts payable, accounting technician, utility billing, and then office technician. So all of those positions, even where it says temporary on them, would be full-time positions?
Yes, for now.
Okay. And it's a salaried position, FLSA exempt. Got it. And then your recruiting process, or your thoughts on the recruiting process, how would that go?
My understanding is that we have a contract with MRG that mm-hmm. we can utilize for them to help disseminate the job announcement and job bulletins, and to help us with that and to get that out within the next week or so, and then to have interviews hopefully by the end of July, if not sooner. We'll see what that, we'll probably have it on the street at least 2 weeks, and then hopefully get somebody in place by early September.
You said early September?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it'll be 2 weeks.
Looking at a calendar here. Okay. So, because I didn't go back and compare what was a director of finance and then the, well, we didn't have
director
it.
Of,
yeah, so the
admin.
Director of admin. So I didn't go back and compare and contrast. And I guess so my question is, if we recommend this for you to start moving forward, it goes to the board then the 19th, because the board has to approve the job description.
Before hiring.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so.
And in that board packet, I will have this clean version, and then I will have a redline version to the accounting manager and a redline version to the director of finance, a director of admin, I think.
Yeah, that way we can do the place.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't, because we're moving on. And I just didn't take.
Yeah, we're just moving fast.
I didn't take, okay, so we'll go to the board 19th. You're looking then. Would we do just MRG, or would you kind of interview, is it Robert Half, the other company we
Yeah,
use?
Robert Half is the temp agency has the accounting personnel.
So I guess let me ask you this. If checking with MRG, Robert Half, you'll decide which one is going to be a better choice, or simultaneously, or?
Well, my understanding is that MRG provides assistance with the recruiting process.
They do.
And that Robert Half actually is a temporary placement agency. So they have a bunch of candidates who are looking for jobs, and they match jobs with the candidates. And then you pay Robert Half, like a finder's fee.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking that we're looking to fill this as a full-time position, and there are many candidates that were interested in the accounting manager position a couple of months ago. So I think just using MRG as a recruiting vehicle and then posting it to LinkedIn and having it on our website, I think we'll have plenty of candidates to choose from.
Okay.
Posting it on LinkedIn or Indeed? We don't have a LinkedIn present, so I'll make one if you like.
Okay.
Currently,
all right. We can use Indeed. It's fine. There were at least six, and then in the last couple of months, they've sent me another two more candidates, and so I think we'll be okay in terms of recruitments. If not, we'll open it up for a longer period of time until we find someone.
I would have to go back to my notes, and that would require me to think. I want to say there are funds left over. Most recently, we hired somebody for a general manager position, and I think that there's monies left over from that recruitment process. So we might have quote-unquote credits.
I think so.
So I don't know if we want to cash them in, hang on to them, but I thought that there was monies left over from the recruitment process.
With the MRG group?
Yeah, with MRG.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems like she said that.
I thought so. That was, and I'm just going off of my conversations with Nancy Kaiser, who was our rep for that process where we went and hired somebody. I can't remember. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was you. And it wasn't enough to cover it, but it was significant dollars. And like I said, I don't know if we want to use the credit here, if we can roll it over. That's your call, my memory talking to Nancy Kaiser was there was monies left over from the recruitment of the general manager.
Okay, we'll reach out to Nancy.
Okay, perfect. Randy?
I really don't have much. I think it's a great idea. I don't know why we didn't do this 10 years ago. And I also concur that typically when I'm looking for a finance person, they usually have experience in the admin side and the HR. It just kind of goes with the job description after you've been around for a while. So, yeah, no, I think it's great, and I don't have any problems with the job description.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, if we're looking for a early September, how does that coincide with the maximum number of hours that Susan Wren can work for us?
So Susan Wren is a retired annuitant, and she has a cap of 960 hours per fiscal year, and that just reestablished.
Oh, fiscal. I thought it was calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On July 1st.
I'm good.
So she's,
I'm good. I did not know it was fiscal. That answered my question. Okay. Then that'll tell you, because I think it'll be critical as we close out the next audit and we square stuff away to have the transition where we haven't had before, getting the payroll items taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we move forward with the Tyler, I just think a transfer of command is just critical. And so that's why I brought it up, but I apologize. I did not know it was on fiscal calendar year, not the calendar year. Okay. That answers my question. What do you need from us, from the committee, to recommend this, to go to the board?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make the motion that we send it to the board for approval on the 19th. If I can have a second.
I concur.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Amelia?
Well, we don't have a vote because, A, we're not a...
Oh, we're just moving forward.
You're just
okay.
Moving it.
Then
you make recommendations, you don't make decisions.
Then would you get this to the other board members as soon as possible?
Yeah.
And then if we have some input, those type of things will give us time to tweak it before we have the 19th. That way, we're not slowing you down in the process.
And I'll get those redline versions today.
And I just want to explain that my computer, for some reason, is not showing the redline comments from Director Booth. And so I can't see that, but I'm going to get it off of Amelia's, and then I'll take a closer look at it. I just had to move it along yesterday so that you guys would have it before the meeting. But
yeah, and that's fine.
It's
if it's
some
not
setting.
Anything of substantive, then, you know, that's fine.
Okay.
And then if it is, the sooner we get it with his comments or concerns, then I would just ask, have the board members deal with you directly.
Okay.
And figure that process. So I just want as clean a copy for the 19th for staff, so we're not holding you guys up.
Great.
Perfect.
And back to the agenda. I don't know if there was anything else, Amelia.
Just being fabulous.
Who?
You. Everybody.
Really?
Public comments. There's your next
item
on the agenda.
I don't see public. All right. Unless, Randy, you have something
I
for
do
staff,
not.
Staff comments, suggestions, then I say we make an adjournment.